I take a deep breath, and I wouldn't let go for as long as I could because I didn't want to breathe in the smog.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't still here. It is. Smog.
I lived in L.A. for about 6 months before I knew there were mountains on the other side of the valley.
Your eyes burned, your lungs burned.
I started watering, your nose started running. It was a respiratory assault on you.
I remember my skin smelling in an odd way.
They would tell us, we're not playing outside today.
I'd come in and feel faint. And there was one time where I literally passed out.
Once the air tasted like a chemistry set and it looked like something you'd flush down the toilet. It could kill off a whole field of spinach in half a day, and it stopped movie shoots in their tracks. But for the longest time, no one realized it came from our cars. Until this Caltech chemist. Here he is nearly 70 years ago.
An ordinary person during a day inhales and exhales about 30 pounds of this material.
I'm Pat Morrison. I've been breathing L.A. smog for, well, a long time, and I want to take you on a trip to Smoglandia, how this airborne garbage finally changed, and how it changed us. From the L.A. Times studios, this is Smoglandia.
Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil.
Our residents, scientists, innovators, comedians, politicians, and a gal who drove around L.A. with her convertible top down, and her gas mask on.
With my gas mask on, I would drive around Mulholland pretending I was a race car driver.
But Southern California's smog victories may be forced into retreat by new environmental and political policies. The enemy we defeated may come back. So take a good deep breath and listen in.
They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Smoglandia will be available soon everywhere you listen to podcasts.